John Adams, you're running for Attorney General. What motivated you to run?
Two words, Mark Herring. I mean it when I say it. I've never run for office before. But when I saw the Attorney General really usurping the power of the people by ignoring the laws that we the people pass, picking and choosing which laws he agreed with and disagreed with, to me that was an abrogation of his duty as our Attorney General. And when he said he was going to run for re-election, I said, not on my watch.
Didn't Ken Cuccinelli also refuse to defend some laws when he was Attorney General on the basis that he thought he wouldn't be able to win the case?
He may have. I'll have to go back and look at that. I know a lot of people complained about Ken, and they said he was too activist as an Attorney General. But I think you really can't compare the two. I mean, take, for example, the Obama healthcare case. Ken certainly fought hard, but he had statutory authority. He had the backing of the Virginia General Assembly. You know, that's really different than simply saying, voter ID law, I disagree with it, so I'm going to make the citizens of Virginia hire a K Street law firm to defend it, which they did, and they've won all the way up to the Fourth Circuit.
Okay. I was surprised during the forum today to hear Corey Stewart say he favors decriminalization of marijuana. Do you agree with him?
I do not. I am certainly amenable to looking at and allowing the legislature. Of course, this is a legislative decision, but your question is fair. Looking at medical uses for marijuana, we allow our doctors to prescribe far worse things, and I think letting the medical community make some decisions, that might be all right. But I can tell you this, I've been a federal prosecutor, I've prosecuted drug dealers, I've been imminently involved in this opioid health crisis. You just cannot convince me that marijuana is not a gateway drug, and the idea that we would decriminalize marijuana strikes me as bad public policy.
Well, let me segue to my next question then, which probably should have been my first one. Given that position, do you think you can appeal to voters who call themselves or consider themselves to be libertarian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, I've talked to a lot of the folks who are who not just are libertarian, but who the legalization of marijuana is their central subject. I think as a former prosecutor and someone who's a Republican candidate for Attorney General, they appreciate that I'm even open to the idea of allowing some medical uses of marijuana. They appreciate that. But the simple fact of the matter is, this is just based on, Rick, on my experience. I think decriminalizing marijuana is just bad public policy, and I can't, you know, I've got reasons to back it up, and I hope they'll hear me out on them.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time today. I know there are other people who want to have a chance to talk to you, but thanks for talking to me today.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.